message.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment, or final half hour, I should say, hour number one. Second half hour of hour number one. Come on, Randy, get your mouth working. Election Day, Tuesday, August 6, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I got a text message that they are, in fact, on the ballot. I think Michigan Supreme Court, Boonstra, Alexandria Taylor, Matt DiPerno. I thought they had to be nominated at the state convention after this primary election and then face the Democrats' choice in November. Are you sure? I'm not sure they are on the ballot. Ralph and Sandy, I'm not sure who you're talking about. So which race are you referring to? Brad in Sheboygan, he said, yes, they are on the ballot, and I voted today. Okay, for Supreme Court, I have to find my ballot. I got to find it. I'm not really sure. Anyway, the lists have been created for Sheboygan. I'm working on Emmett County. Some of you have asked for Emmett. Yeah, Mark Boonstra, Judge Boonstra. How many did they give you the opportunity to pick? Because Brad's saying, yes, Mark Boonstra is on the ballot. Okay, I stand corrected. Appreciate that. Boonstra and Taylor. He said he thinks there was five. Well, there's a couple of different vacancies on the Supreme Court. Viviano decided not to run for re-election. And then there's an appointed seat that Whitmer appointed one of her friends. And she has to run for re-election. And that's the one that Alexandria Taylor is running for. So definitely, if that's the case, Boonstra and Taylor are your Supreme Court picks. Now, one of the things I think is pretty interesting is how this is playing out with these mailers. Did any of you get mailers yesterday? And if you did, just text me the name of the campaign that sent it to you. Who did you get a mailer from on Monday? We didn't get any. Kind of surprising. Last minute mailers that we got was on Saturday. but none yesterday, and I doubt if you'll get any today. Now, here's the interesting thing about the process that we talked about earlier, geofencing. While some states are limiting geofencing technology or the use of global positioning systems, radio frequencies, identifications to create virtual geographic boundaries, others have begun implementing the technology to further protect and secure their Capitol buildings. John Mullen, principal architect for design, told the National Conference of State Legislature attendees yesterday that multiple states have implemented geofencing technology to protect their Capitol buildings from unauthorized drones flying overhead, though he declined to say which states. Mullen explained that geofencing can be used to create a virtual boundary for state Capitol buildings that alert Capitol security if someone is trying to fly a drone over the perimeter of the building. Sometimes, he said, these drones can be used to deliver explosive devices. Geofencing technology can be paired with artificial intelligence, anti-drone technology to take the drones down. When asked specifically how many states have implemented the technology, well, he said, we don't want to name names and rat anybody out, but has confirmed that California has a system being implemented. And it has a lot to do with making sure that people can't get to the building from higher up, meaning, of course, the air. There isn't a publicly available database on how many states currently employ geofencing technology to protect their state capitals. And according to regulatory research provided by Data Guidance, no federal standards exist for regulating the collection, use, or disclosure of geofencing technology data. The technology has been viewed by some as being controversial when used by law enforcement to issue geofencing warrants. As of last year, 2023, five states, Connecticut, New York, Nevada, Utah, and Washington State, had enacted geofence technology laws to limit its use in some instances. Other states have actually passed legislation making it illegal to use some types of geofencing within a certain distance of healthcare facilities. Connecticut banned any use within 1,750 feet of a mental health or reproductive health facility. New York banned its use around healthcare facilities as well. Utah prohibited law enforcement from obtaining location information within a geofence unless the agency obtains a warrant and checks off other metrics. Other states with licensed gambling and sports betting have required geofencing to ensure that bets are only placed by individuals physically located in their state. Well, that's interesting. In addition to geofencing, Mullen highlighted the use of AI, artificial intelligence-driven weapons detection technology, which uses high-resolution cameras, something that Michigan voted to implement back in October of 2023 in the form of Zero Eyes AI gun detection technology, which is now implemented at the state capitol. AI-driven high-definition cameras can pick up a lot more today than a human eyeball can watching 15 screens. So this technology is something that they're exploring and looking at doing around our Capitol building in Lansing. Just thought that was an interesting story. still pushing the narrative. What's going on? Well, it's going to be interesting. The Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, Attorney General Dana Nessel, all about election security. We even had a news story in our local newspaper here in Antrim County this week that the local county sheriff will be patrolling all of the polling places to protect election workers. Folks, is this really a thing? Do you guys have an issue anywhere in the listening area where people are threatened, the poll workers are threatened by people coming in to vote? It's absolutely amazing. Now, this is very interesting in ways that this is going to be probably the most monitored, perhaps going to be challenged primary election in our history. Going to be very interesting. Now, one of the other components that we're looking at, and this is going to be interesting, is how this data comes out, how quickly it comes out. Are we going to know the results of the primary tonight, or will it be tomorrow morning? Well, one thing we're doing here in Antrim County, contrary to what Jocelyn Benson has sent out to the local clerks, is the Republican Party chairman of our county, Antrim County, Marv Rubing, is asking people to get copies of the tabulator tapes from all 15 townships and 5 villages. Now, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson has put out an executive order telling the local clerks they don't have to give copies of those tapes to anybody. Sorry, Jocelyn, that's not your call. That's not in our election laws. If a citizen of a township, city, or village requests a copy of the tape, the clerk is obligated to give it to them. So as a result, we're getting tapes from all of Antrim County. We're going to call the numbers in to the secretary of the Antrim County Republican Party, and we're going to know the answers from the tabulator tapes probably by, I'm going to say, 10:30, 11 o'clock tonight. You guys could do the same thing in your county. Organize to get people to get copies of the tapes and then call in the numbers to your secretary. It's going to be very interesting. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I received a quality education, and it was instilled in me, if I worked hard enough, I could do anything. That is the American dream. Today, our school children are not getting the same opportunity. Instead of learning the Constitution and basic academics, children are being groomed by Marxist ideas. We need to eliminate the Department of Education and protect our children. As your next U.S. Senator, they will have to go through me to get to your kids. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. A couple of text messages now conflicting with the information. Scott up in Cedarville, I just voted in Mackinac County. The only statewide office was the U.S. Senate. No Supreme Court candidates were on the ballot. Now, this is Cedarville up in the UP. So I'm not sure who to believe at this point. I don't know. I guess to be safe, if they are in fact on your ballot where you live, which I can't believe, they have to be nominated at the state convention in a couple of weeks. Boonstra and Taylor would be the ones I'm voting for. A couple of people said, I thought you liked Matt DiPerno. Not for Supreme Court. Absolutely not. So, just to get clarification, Donna, don't do that to me. She said it was a problem with her headset. Okay, good. You scared me there for a second. I got John Crawford and St. Ignace. I did not see them on my ballot. Yeah, I don't think they are. I don't even believe they've been mailing anything out. Well, it's kind of interesting. MERS News Service story, a little short story here to wrap up this segment. 5 subplots are happening going into the primary election. One of them is going to be the U.S. Senate race. The question was asked, who will get more votes, Sherry O'Donnell or Justin Amash? See, they think this is a foregone conclusion that Mike Rogers is going to win today because of the Donald Trump endorsement. It's important for a few reasons. For one, it's going to test the base level of libertarian sentiment among Michigan Republicans. We say that level is going to be seen to be fair because Amash has not done anything close to winning a campaign. unless you're on social media or have seen his signs pop up recently in road right-of-ways, you probably have forgotten that he's even running for U.S. Senate. Meanwhile, O'Donnell has been out there on the campaign trail, showing up everywhere, granting numerous interviews, has become the darling of the grassroots conservatives. She's been getting shout-outs from such conservative figures such as trucker Randy Bishop, rocker Ted Nugent, and Dave Ajima. Whatever percentage of the vote O'Donnell gets is the ceiling for underfunded grassroots candidates running statewide in Michigan. Is that support more than the residual love Amash may be getting from West Michigan and Libertarian Republicans? Last question in this race, how many votes will they get compared to Sandy Pensler, who's dropped out of the race, spending $3.3 million on TV? How many votes will he get? So that's going to be an interesting race to watch as the results come in. So yeah, we're pretty excited. We're pretty excited waiting to see the numbers coming in on that race tonight. Also, state house races. These are all won at the local level, but collectively, they can paint a picture. What's going to happen in the re-election campaign of Minority Leader Matt Hall? He's got a challenger. Somebody's running against him. Rick Cutshaw. And he's actually had people knocking doors for him in that district. What's going to happen in the race with Neil Friske in the 107th? Matt Maddock, Josh Shriver, Gina Johnson, and of course, Cam Cavett in the 106. Many of these races, professional door knockers have been assisting the Liberty candidates. Pro-Liberty PAC spent $242,000 providing door knockers in these races. So it's going to be pretty interesting. Also, there's a PAC historically connected to Consumers Energy. They're helping mainstream Republicans win House District 34 and House District 104. See how that goes. The other question is, does Barry County Sheriff Dar Leaf win re-election against a mainstream challenger? What's going to happen with the Ottawa Impact crew who took over the Ottawa County Board of Commissioners? These are all subplots. These are all stories that they're going to be watching from MERS News Service in Lansing. So we'll see how this plays out. And when they produce the story, the findings of all these various races, we'll let you know. Obviously, we're going to know about the U.S. Senate race. Obviously, we're going to know about the 107th Neil Friske and the 106th with Todd Smallenberg. We'll see where this goes. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig will get his perspective on things here in the next half hour. I'm Trucker Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Tyler Gorrell, your Republican candidate for Tuscarora Township Trustee. I was born and raised in Indian River, and I know the issues that we face. I will use my business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure, encouraging affordable housing and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township Trustee in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee.